This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on spying through the mail. How last century? The U.S. Postal Service admitted that it had complied already this year with 50,000 different requests from local law enforcement authorities and national security folks for permission to open the mail of U.S. citizens in search of nefarious schemes and hanky-panky. Perhaps unrelated, and perhaps not, within days, the U.S. Postal Service also said, yeah, you're right, mail delivery is getting slower. Fewer workers and routes, no doubt, and the added burden of rerouting the mail for those 50,000 as well. There are a bunch of head-scratching problems to contemplate here. Can Clyde Kopp, the local popo, just give a call, or more appropriately, I suppose, write a letter to the local postmaster and ask them to pop the seals on some mail or deliver it over? Surely not. But reading more closely, it seems that is pretty darn close to what happens at the post office, though perhaps higher up. There seem to be no real standards or stumbling blocks, just open says me. We don't even have to wonder whether or not your local cell phone company or internet provider revealed your stuff here, fought in secret court, or rolled over. With the post office, it's all easy peasy. What you want is what you get. But that intrigues me as well. What in the world would they be getting? This must be the most snoozing surveillance ever, despite its complete breach of citizen rights and privacy. Does anyone really send confidential material through the mail anymore? At home, it's bills, magazines, political notices, and the usual credit card and real estate solicitations. At the office, it might be books, but still mainly bills spiced up with the occasional tax notices or correspondence from attorneys about our union contracts or whatever. Are there still people out there with a rich body of written mail correspondence? Are there people who have secretaries? From everything I read, this is so old school that actually they don't even bother teaching it in school at all these days. It must be one of those no stones untouched strategies, because it's hard to believe there's much there. Now, the internet is another thing entirely, but we seem to be coming up short on the law enforcement side there with our misplaced priorities. While NSA and the like are harvesting all of our messages, it turns out that big problems, like the fact that 40 to 60,000 websites are selling drugs online without prescriptions, are pretty much beyond the pale. Authorities have identified 4,700 scam and illegal sites this year alone in the U.S., according to the Wall Street Journal. But even after reporting them, 4,000 are still merrily going about their illicit business. And if they're spending so much time trying to get into our email, why can't they also do something about the flood of spam that seems to be increasing exponentially on a daily basis? You would think it would be in their interest to help us get rid of some of that garbage so that they could get to the good stuff in our email, like messages from our children or reports from our organizers. It won't be long before some billionaire will bring back the Pony Express or its 21st century equivalent so we can get around all that. Oh yeah, right, they already have, haven't they? And they're called United Parcel Service and Federal Express. When will they announce the number of inquiries they receive from so-called law enforcement security agencies for our stuff from them? Something to think about as we wait for the next shoe to fall. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.